All right, so take me through this whirlwind of, you know. Okay, so yeah. Did you grow up playing Australian rules football?
I did. Okay, yeah. So I've been kicking the ball around since I was about four.
Yeah.
4 years old, 5 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. So pretty much every kid, like kids in Australia, don't really learn to throw the ball as much as everybody learns to
punt. Right. So like our version, so like I guess.
I watched when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I guess every kid in America grows up throwing the ball, mm-hmm. Whether that be like baseball or quarterback or something like that. For us, it's just kicking the ball in the backyard, 15 meters, 20 yards.
Oh, you get Z? Yeah, you get the yards.
Yeah. Something like that. So, we grow up kicking the ball, so it's just natural for us.
Uh-huh.
The pooch punt, that is. The spiral, the two-step spiral, that's something we have to be taught.
So is that why you went to the pro kick? Is it called Pro Kick Australia?
Pro Kick Australia, yeah.
So, how did you get involved with them? Like what?
Yeah, so at the end of my junior year of high school, we call it different as well. Junior year of high school, one of my teachers found out that I wanted to come over here to study.
Mm-hmm.
And so he put me on to Nathan Chapman and John Smith Pro Kick Australia as a way to come over here, mm-hmm. study and play football,
mm-hmm.
best of both worlds basically. So I started training with Nathan. He teaches us the game, teaches us how to spiral, teaches us how to do the Aussie kicks, but in terms of game scenarios within football.
Mm-hmm. So like pooch, where you're trying to pin the ball at the three.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, something like that. Nathan and John basically manage us as well, so they do all the talking to the coaches. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they like to keep things under wraps a lot. So they won't tell us if schools are talking to us,
sure.
unless they're really invested. So Illinois was the one and only school I spoke to.
Mm-hmm.
So we just went from there. So we put film up on YouTube, and then coaches look at that, talk to our coaches, and then go from there, yeah.
Uh-huh. So is it how different... So when you don't learn to spiral the ball in Australian rules football because it's directional, right? Like the whole idea in Australian rules football is to put it through the uprights.
Yeah, right. And it's also, we call it a 360 degree game.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kick forwards, backwards, left, right.
Yeah.
And so the spiral, it's called a torpedo back home, and we can take as many steps as we want.
Just
kind of like those kicks are for really long shots at goals through the uprights.
Uh-huh.
So guys last week, a player kicked it about 65 meters,
uh-huh.
did the spiral,
uh-huh.
but took about 10 steps and then kicked it. It's a bit different. My first session training with Pro Kick,
uh-huh.
it was just, we call it shanks. So like 10 yards to the left.
Well, the ball is different.
Yeah, exactly. And it took a while to adjust. It took me about, I was training with them for a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
I mean, some guys come in and just go in about 6 months. It's crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, they learn it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, Nathan taught me a lot. He focuses a lot on the technicality of the kick.
Uh-huh. You know some of the other punters here in college ball, right?
So,
I mean, was Brad Wing, did he come through that organization?
That I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I know the past, I think it's 4 or 5 Ray Guy Awards. So Tom Hackett,
uh-huh.
And I forget his name, punter of Memphis, who won it. And then last year, Mitch Wisniewski.
Uh-huh.
I trained with Mitch.
Uh-huh.
I came into the program, I think it was second year that Tom Hackett was in.
Uh-huh.
So I've trained with a bunch of guys that have just come over. There's guys all over the country that are just coming in. I think the stat that Nathan puts out is about 40 plus Division One starting punters.
Wow,
that are a shame.
That's great.
I have to clarify that, but
there's a ton. I've seen that,
and kickers as well.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So how? I mean, kind of learn the sport, right?
Right.
Like, I mean, punters sometimes have to tackle a guy.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
I guess there's you learn some of that growing up.
I mean, tackling's a big part of AFL.
Yeah.
So, in terms of that, I wouldn't know how to. These guys are just like lightning quick,
yes,
and heavy. Uh-huh. Like they're heavy but quick.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, learning how to tackle them, it'll be different. Yeah. And the way Australians tackle is a bit different to Americans.
Uh-huh.
Don't wear pads, etc. Uh-huh. But I mean, I started watching the game freshman year of high school. Uh-huh. So, and then I kind of got a passion for like the X's and O's of the game.
Sure. Yeah.
So that was like a big reason for me coming over. I just wanted to like learn about it and stuff like that. So in terms of special teams, I haven't learned a bunch prior to coming over, but uh-huh. within this month, like, I've been working with Coach League
uh-huh.
And Jake, just going over schemes and just looking at how other schools do it, like situational stuff. Like, uh-huh. I mean, for me, I guess my game sense isn't there because I haven't played.
Sure.
So, I mean, like. Yeah. Learning whether to fall on the ball, learning to kick it out of bounds for a safety,
right?
Stuff like that we've been going over. Whether the situation is a spiral kick or an Aussie kick,
uh-huh.
in term, because I mean Aussie kicks generally don't get as much hang time,
uh-huh.
but you can get a lot more accuracy with them. So uh-huh. just learning those type of things in terms of special teams.
Yeah,
it's been really interesting.
Yeah,
yeah, because like you see the guys do it on. Every Saturday, like the Aussies, they pin it on the inside the five, like every time, automatic. It's just learning those situations and how to do it.
Yeah, and what about wind? Like, it's very windy.
Yeah.
In November, it's really, really windy. So, you know, when the wind is coming out of the south where there's not much stands, these stands will block it well. But, you know, I don't know if you've played golf, but it's like standing on the tee.
I know what you mean,
in a 30-mile-an-hour wind. Yeah. And it's,
I mean, when we're back home, whenever it's a windy day,
mm-hmm.
our coach will make us kick into the wind just all day. As annoying as it is, because you're not kicking a 50-yard ball with 5 seconds of hang time sort of thing.
Sure.
It's just learning about placement. I mean, to know, like coming over, I didn't know that a 4-second ball out of bounds, 42 yards or so, just like is a good kick for into the wind.
Sure.
It's just all situational. So like learning that, learning the technicality of it, just in terms of punting, like nose down, just kind of like, there's all these different things you got to do into the wind.
So in a way you're learning like golf. It's like,
We
can learn how to hit the driver, you learn how to hit the 9-iron.
I mean, we compare it to golf a lot. And if you stuff up one thing, like there goes the kick, it's not going to turn out well. So, I mean.
Or you have to spin it back. You know, there's even the check the thing at the 5 and have it stop.
Yeah, there's a lot. But, I mean, we've been talking with Coach, like, I mean, with a crosswind, you can take advantage because Australians, with the Aussie kick, the hip, the direction of the hips doesn't really matter. So my hips can be facing left, but I can kick the ball right.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing that. Sam Cook with the Ravens is doing that a lot. It's just sort of like playing with the returner a bit.
Sure.
And using the wind to your advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, as a punter, like when it's a really windy day, you'd prefer it to be still.
Yeah.
But I mean, we try to think of the wind as our friend, just kind of using it to our advantage.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Nice. Good luck to you. Good to meet you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.